with Kevin.
KLOS, good morning. KLOS, nope. Who's this?
Afternoon, mind flower.
Yeah, it's evening.
This has been a moment with Kevin. And now, a moment with Kevin.
I usually do the, what do you call it when you, come on now. It's a setting. Shuffle. Thank you.
Ta-ta!
Thank you. I'm very proud of that.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
So I park, and I realize I don't have my card key, which gets me up the elevator.
And into the building.
And into the building. And then finally into the studio. So I text my good friend Sluggo.
Hi.
And I say, hey, Sluggo, you're back from vacation.
That's right. I'm back from vacation.
I'm really sorry to do this to you, but I forgot my key card. So would you mind coming down and getting me?
I would love to, buddy. I would be very happy to, but it's sitting on my nightstand.
And then Sluggo says, I forgot mine as well.
Because it's sitting with all the stuff I didn't need on a Hawaiian island.
So I'm going to send Stu down, who does have his.
For once. I've rescued him many times.
To he's rescue me.
Forgotten that he had his card.
So we... I'm rubbing off on you.
Hey,
and I'm
come on!
Really sorry
already?
About that. Really sorry about that.
I was just going to say good afternoon. I'm so relaxed. And just
bet you are.
And God, sitting on a beach for a week, which is my dream.
We're going to... Should we talk about it now? Let's talk about it now.
Yeah, why not?
I don't understand you sitting on a beach.
Oh, my God. That's my dream. Everybody says that, too. They don't get it.
Because it doesn't seem like it's a you thing.
180 degrees opposite of my usual existence.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what just makes my brain go, okay, calm down.
I thought...
Get normal.
If you were to ask me how your vacation went, I would say Sluggo on the beach would be... He'd be bored in 2 days.
And two minutes.
Days.
Yeah.
No. And need to do something else.
The last thing in the world I wanted to do was leave that beach. I spent all days, 6 days or whatever, sitting on that sand, staring at nothing.
What were you get bored so easier than anyone I've ever met.
I mean, my other dream vacation is Vegas, and it needs to be loud, and it needs to be fun and insane.
Right. Have you ever, and you've never been to Hawaii?
Yeah, 30 years ago.
Okay, so not really.
Not really. It's been a very long time.
You sat on the beach, and you just sat there.
That's what I do when I go out. Like, I used to go to Topanga Beach all the time and go drive through, whatever, and just go and sit there. And I would take people, friends, whatever, they're in town, and they're like, who's this guy sitting on the beach who's, like, really quiet and serene?
Did they watch you? And
yeah, they did.
What happened to our friend?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. I don't understand how you're one way...
Yeah.
Like, for example, here at the radio station at KLOS.
Sometimes I have to be tied down.
Sluggo needs to stay busy 100% of
that's
the time.
Very
or he
true.
Gets bored.
Yeah,
and
get
sometimes
it.
He gets bored at 100% of the
that's
time.
That's true.
Which is weird. I'm much more laid back. And I
that's
love
true.
The beach. But if you would have said you love the beach, it's
there's
not,
something about just
you're a lying
staring,
liar who lies.
Staring at the end of the world. And especially, you know, because like down here, you see the oil derricks and stuff out there, the man's building. In Hawaii, there's nothing.
Right.
You just stare, and that's the end. That's where the man has to give up. You know, you can't build your stuff out there. And I don't know, something
but
about that.
How does that change the interior you that is a crazed mouse on a wheel?
I think it just pulls the rug out from under him. It breaks the wheel, makes it just sort of sit
wow,
there.
Wow, that's
stare.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
I expected
ideal.
You to say, oh, man, I got so bored. So day one, I had to do something. I had to go out at night and try and find nightlife.
If it's like literally a tent or a shack, my ultimate goal is to be able to stare at the ocean when I am fired from all of this and can't
and
be
that's
fired
it.
Anymore. Yeah, no more.
What a shock
No
that
more
is.
Doing anything but staring at the ocean. I just stare at the ocean forever.
Forever.
And I'll be fine.
What a shock that is.
It
that's
is weird.
Crazy.
It was bloody awesome, though. My God.
I just don't picture you being able to do that. But
no. Or wear shorts. I was wearing shorts.
What?
Always black pants. Always black
what?
Jeans. But I went the Kevin route. I almost.
I've never seen you wear pants.
Found
shorts.
Right. Never.
Ever.
Ever. Even in Arizona when it was
135 years.
Yeah. Never. Even in Arizona.
What happened? Who went to Hawaii and who came back?
It's my evil stepson, Willard. He takes over.
Seriously, though.
There wasn't even a... There was a Croc store there. I mean, the whole Jimmy Kimmel thing.
Sure.
And we were looking
we
to see if they had it.
We talked last week to Jimmy Kimmel about who has his own Croc with a Croc
pepperoni
company.
Pepperoni or... No, pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Crocs store there. I'm like, well, you know, I'm going the Kevin route with the shorts and everything. And? I should go look, and they didn't have the pizza ones.
So. No, but did you buy some?
No.
Did you try any on?
No.
You're an idiot. I've said 1,000 times they are ugly. Yeah. They will bring you nothing but shame and heartbreak.
And I could have worn them on the beach.
But they're clouds on your goddamn feet, and they feel great. I can't believe you.
Well, good afternoon, Kevin. How are you today?
Is this Hawaiian Sluggo?
Yes, I'm very relaxed.
You need to go to Hawaii every other week.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice for you?
Yes, yes, it would be for me.
Very, in many ways.
Very laid back. We're going to play a new game called What Happens Next.
Oh, sweet.
All right, I'm going to start the story, then I'm going to ask you what happens next.
Okay, can I win cash on
nope.
this?
Damn it! Sorry, no.
Damn it!
There was a campground in Australia.
Campground in Australia.
All the guys told stories around the fire. I assume they peed on the trees, sure. And then they went to bed in their tents.
Okay.
They left 3 6-packs of beer.
3 6-packs of beer.
Outside the tent.
Okay.
What happens next?
A dingo came along and started drinking them.
During the night, a pig.
A pig!
Wandered into the campsite. A witness told police it was in the middle of the night and there were these campers opposite us. And we heard this flashlight that came on and it showed around. And the pig was there scrunching away at the cans. The pig found the 3 6-packs.
Right on pig.
And drank all of them.
Wow.
All 18 at one time.
Damn.
Then what happened?
Oh, man. Drunken pig. They ate it.
The pig was hungry.
He was hungry.
Started looking around all the other containers that the campers had left outside.
First of all, you guys are great. Sarah, what do you got around here to eat?
The campers tried to stop the drunk pig, but couldn't. The pig ate all the food that was outside. Then what?
Drunk, overstuffed pig started throwing up everywhere.
Then it passed out near a river under a tree.
It lived in a river down by a tree.
It was just outside the river, but right. It was still sort of in it.
I'm going to lay down for a while.
A few hours later, there were other campers that saw the pig.
Right.
And what did they see with the pig? And this is the part that I need all the video on, and I need all the details, and it's very short on details, but it's crazy.
One of the guys decided to spend the night laying next to the pig.
They saw the drunk pig running around their vehicle.
Right.
Being chased by a cow.
A cow? Wait a minute, did these guys drop a little acid or something?
No. Nope.
Is that really what happened?
No, everybody's guess, and I did a lot of research on this story. Uh-huh. Everybody's guess is that the pig somehow picked a fight with a cow. Now, I don't know.
He's drunk, you know.
Right, but.
Getting a little mouthy.
But cows aren't.
No, they're chill,
they
man.
They don't attack.
They're like me after Hawaii.
Right.
They're docile.
They just stand. What did the pig have to do?
Hey, anybody want some milk?
To get this cow to chase it. What did the pig have to do?
Maybe the pig had promised the cow he'd save him some beer or some grub, you know?
Maybe he tried to milk?
Ha! I'm thirsty, man. I need some breakfast.
I need something. I just had too much to drink and I need something. But the cow was chasing the pig around the vehicle.
So are animals generally violent in Australia? Like
I can't imagine that there are uppity cows.
Right?
Anywhere.
Well, Australia maybe.
Cows are pretty laid back.
Name Bruce.
Your chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game coming up in just a few minutes.
Matt, did you ever watch Password?
Yes.
Did you ever, you know, they always gave away the name, the clue?
Always.
I'm so bad with this sort of thing.
Yeah, agreed.
I want to say it right now.
They shouldn't tell us.
No, they shouldn't.
We should have an envelope and we should just have
it. Someone should come running in or something, whatever.
I just want to take a second to talk to people, especially the people who donated to St. Jude.
Oh, yeah.
Because I went there on Thursday. I went to Memphis on Thursday.
That's right. I went to Hawaii, and you went out to Memphis to go to the St. Jude actual place, the actual hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the research hospital, and most of it is research.
Right.
And they basically share all of the information with everybody. And you've heard us talk about the spiel, which is if a kid has cancer, they will fly them in. They will fly the family in.
Yep.
They will take care of the child. The family can stay in housing right there by the hospital.
They feed them. They put them in a nice place to live. They pay for all of the hospital care the kid needs.
And
everything.
There's never a bill.
Yeah. Now, you and I are terribly cynical. We don't believe anything Correct. Anybody ever says. And I will admit, when I first got here 3 years ago, I went into it a little bit like, eh, come on, is this really, really for real? But as I've, you know, done it the last few, and we raised over $1 million last year, and thank you so much for contributing to that, you know, getting to know the people here in L.A. when they come out and talking to them and the families in particular.
Right.
I've come to believe it so much more. Now, you were there.
What's your impression? I'll just tell you one story that somebody said. They were sitting up in a panel, and she was a former patient.
Right.
Maybe, you know, she was 8 or 10, and now she's 23 or something.
Right, right.
So she's saying that her mom got a bill for $33,000. And her mom's like, I don't know how I'm going to pay this, but I should go talk to the billing department
at
St. Jude.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
So she goes and asks for the billing department, and they say, we don't have a billing department.
Everything is free. Right.
And she said immediately they took the 30. It was a mistake billing.
Oh, okay.
They took away the $33,000.
That's wasn't how even much supposed it cost. To be there.
But they weren't supposed to pay it, and they weren't supposed to see the bill.
Oh, wow.
And so they took it off.
There you go.
Taking that weight off of their shoulders. Because you have to start thinking, how am I going to pay $33,000?
Yeah. No.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is amazing.
I've done a decent amount of charity work, and I help run a foundation with Friends and Helpers for abused women and children. And it's really difficult to get people to trust you.
Sure.
For that reason.
Yes.
And there is a website that you can go to, charitynavigator.org.
Okay.
And basically, they will tell you what percent of the money that's raised goes to the actual victims that you're trying to help.
Right.
And in some cases, it's all, and in some cases, it's
like none.
It's 5%.
Well, the CEO gets a nice new yacht
at
every
year.
At some
places, but it's like 90%. It goes to overhead.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And 10% goes to the actual cause. So it's really difficult to get that kind of trust. And so I was really carefully watching everybody at St. Jude and everything that they were saying. And I had conversations with people there. And it's just the real deal.
Wow.
And we had panels with former patients,
right.
And we had panels with current patients
right.
that would come in, and we were all wearing masks, and they would come in and sit down, and they would tell their stories of what it was like getting treated at St. Jude, and their mom or dad would be there with them.
Right,
and they, you know, you could ask them questions.
Wow.
And they were just, it's one of those things that's too good to be true.
And so very rare.
And it's true.
And yeah. So, I mean, they do these kind of things like, so there are a bunch of radio stations from all around the country there, right, represented.
Mm-hmm.
So they do these kind of run-ups because they are working towards what, you know, the goal every year. So, I mean, they'll be back. We'll be back on the air with them in January or February
and
next year for another, you know, to raise some more money. But this is sort of a preliminary. That's why they wanted you there, so that you can actually see that it's for real, that it's like really going to do some good.
Let me ask you another question, because there is one thing that they talk about that I don't think we talk about enough.
Yeah, please.
How many beds do you think are at St. Jude's?
I have zero idea. I really don't know.
80.
Are you serious?
Total.
Oh, man.
Most of the work they do is sending out medications.
Right. They bring them in, they diagnose them, right, and then
they take care of them at
various,
wherever they live,
right,
so that they can stay where they live, so they're not
great.
All uprooted and have to go not everybody to goes to Memphis,
right?
There are people who go to Memphis.
Those 80 are probably the extreme cases,
probably. And there were people like from Ukraine that were there whose treatment stopped and stuff like that, but I just want to say it was impressive.
Nice.
And these are just really, really good, truthful people.
Right.
And every single one of you that donated.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you're making a big difference. And in this world of, you see problems, but you can't really do anything about it.
Right.
We're all helpless.
Yeah. Frustrating.
You're not helpless in this situation because you are making a difference. So.
And, you know, that I think that's a weird thing that I think maybe, you know, I've been doing this for 40 years. You're about there in radio, and you can kind of start to, after a while, pick out the people that are really full of it.
Yes.
But you can also see the people that are truthful. When they come through the door, and a lot of the artists are the most truthful people I've ever met.
Yeah, that's true.
It's pretty amazing. It's really unique. So, I don't know. You can kind of pick up on that after a while, but I'm really glad that you went.
It was an amazing weekend, and I'm happy that I went too.
Nice.
I didn't go to Hawaii.
I did some charitable work there.
Like my dick partner. doesn't care about kids.
Well, next time I'll go to Hawaii and you can go to Memphis again. What do you think?
Okay, good. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Keep listening for a chance to win the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Win it. It's up to $2,600 now.
Assembly Bill 2147.
Oh, that's my favorite. Now, 2146 wasn't... I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you don't. It is known as the Freedom to Walk Act.
Oh, the jaywalking thing here in LA?
It has been signed into law.
Yeah, I don't know.
Starting January 1st of 2023.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Really?
Yeah. Because I hate it when people just step in front of your car and I'm always like, yeah, you should be arrested.
Sure. Well, there is that exception. That if police officers see you walk dangerously into traffic or where a car is coming where they have to slam on their brakes or something, where there's danger involved,
they can still get you. Oh, well, good, because I love jaywalking. In New York, I was professional at it. I realize, unfortunately, in New York, if you live there for a while, you know, you start to cross against the lights and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then the tourists follow you, and they follow you when it's dangerous. And so I had to stop jaywalking whenever
you
I pleased.
Didn't care.
When I did. I got a few killed. It was fun. But yeah.
But jaywalking to me has always been the lamest ticket.
Yeah, totally agree.
The lamest ticket.
Can you imagine having to write it?
You don't even get pulled over, you get walked over by a cop.
Do you know why I'm walking you over today?
when my former partner and I first started in this city, he got a jaywalking ticket. And I made fun of him because it's super lame. It's a lame ticket.
Ooh, he's a bad guy, man. So bad boy.
He had a court date. So I went with him as his lawyer.
Oh, well, we do know the story. I like this story. Yes. This is a good story. Go on.
And pled insanity in front of the judge.
You pled insanity in front of the judge.
My partner doesn't know where he is or what he's thinking about, and he just walks wherever he wants to walk. He's not aware of it, Your Honor.
How'd that go over?
And we were chuckling, and we, of course, thought, this judge needs a little comic relief.
Yeah,
he's been in court all day. There's
case
after
case.
Gotta
be the lamest ticket he's got in front of him.
He has
on a docket for
never been more angry. He said, "What if I put both of you in jail for 3 days right now?"
Wow, are you serious? Those were his exact words. I didn't know it was 3 days.
Then I sat down.
Damn.
And he gave Bean a fine.
How much?
I don't remember.
Like, I hope it was at least 500. He probably upped it.
If it would have been 5,000, he would have paid it. We were scared out of our minds. It's so dumb. But it's such a lame ticket.
It is.
So the question is, what is the lamest ticket you've received? Because some tickets are lame.
Let's
be honest. If you get a ticket for going 58 in a 55.
Yeah.
What?
You pissed off that cop, or he was already pissed off.
Or he was looking to fill a quota, which of course don't exist, but of course they do.
He's just in a bad mood.
What's the lamest ticket you received? That's certainly one of them.
Bean's jaywalking ticket.
Almost
got thrown in jail for 3 days.
It was funny, right? Until the judge realized that we were kidding. And then he didn't have any time for us. Did we record that court proceeding? No, it would have been illegal.
Oh, so you certainly did not? ?
Right?
All right, let's hear your lame tickets. 818-955-KLOS.
The lamest ticket that you ever received.
Bring that tape in tomorrow.
Next year, California pedestrians will be able to jaywalk without getting a ticket, as long as it's not dangerous.
Right.
Finally, that has been signed into law.
It really concerned me a lot when I'd run across streets on a regular basis.
I'm sure
now,
it did.
Whew!
So we're talking about the lamest ticket you ever received.
Hey, the dumbest ticket I ever got was riding double on a bicycle.
What? Did you get a ticket for that?
Oh, yeah. I had a beach cruiser, and I had one of my buddies riding on my handlebars and got a ticket for it.
That's what you're supposed to do.
What kind of ticket did they give? How much was the ticket?
Not once. Twice.
What?
You did not learn your lesson, young man?
I did not.
You got a ticket twice for that.
Wow.
Teenager is back in the 80s.
Sure, of course. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right. That's what those bikes are made for.
Didn't he feel dumb, like, telling you guys this? Didn't he feel dumb writing out your ticket? I mean, I'd feel so dumb.
I hope he did.
Yeah.
Do you remember how much it was?
Yeah.
It was like $50.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't go to court and plead insanity?
No. No, I didn't.
You made the right choice.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, lamest ticket I ever got was driving through Texas.
Mm-hmm.
slow in traffic, maybe even a little slower than everybody else, but I was the only one with California plates.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's like a red flag.
And your ticket was for what? Going too slow?
No, I was going a little over the speed limit.
A little high.
So, LA standards going a little over is like 50 over. So, were you going like?
No, it was like 3 over.
Okay, yeah, so you were keeping up with traffic.
Yeah.
And you were going 3 over.
Cali plate, pull it over.
Yep. You got in trouble for being from California.
Boo.
The lamest almost ticket I got was just driving into Arkansas with California plates, and the policeman pulled me over and said, "You almost crossed over the line, so I just wanted to check on you and see if you're okay."
What?
Almost crossed over the line.
Really? Wow. That's a guy looking for trouble.
Yeah, it is.
All right, thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Don't go to Texas. That's what we're learning.
Yeah, don't leave California.
Right.
Unless you're not from California. Get out. 818-955. I saw Maui right away on Maui. Hey, welcome to Maui. Now we'll leave. Go home. I'm like, good for you. 818-955-KLOS.
The lamest ticket you received. If you're in Los Angeles, you can jaywalk safely without getting a ticket starting in 2023.
That's unbelievable. That must have been a hard-fought thing to win. That particular battle.
I don't think it was. I think I was reading someplace that the author of it only had to put it in twice.
Oh, really?
And then it passed. Because it's a lame ticket.
Yeah, it is pretty
Let's
lame.
Be unless you're causing danger, in which case they can still give you a ticket.
Okay.
But if you're not causing danger, you can jaywalk. And that, to me, is the lamest ticket that you can get.
Yeah.
So that's the topic, the lamest ticket you ever received. You got one of those?
Oh, this ticket I got was like a dare. Someone dared me to ride one of those. You know, those all-star granny bicycles with three wheels,
right.
A basket in the back.
Yes.
So they dared me to drive it on the freeway on the shoulder from one exit to the next. I did that. I was halfway through, and this CHP pulled me over and wrote me a $300 ticket.
Whoa! I mean, listen. Listen, the cop did the right thing.
No, can't you have one little laugh? I mean, you shouldn't do it, of course, but as a cop, I'd be like...
I would have taken that dare, most likely.
Oh, me too.
But also, I would have felt like I deserved the ticket.
Yeah, $300. Yeah. Worth it.
I just told him I wanted to take a shortcut.
You told him you were taking a shortcut?
Yeah, because I want to go all the way on the other street side of the freeway.
Did you win any money on your bet, on your dare?
Yeah, $50.
Yeah! So you're $250 down.
Fair enough.
Thank you for calling.
Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
The lamest ticket you ever received. Your chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game coming up very soon. First, we are talking about lame tickets because as of 2023, jaywalking safely is legal.
Woohoo!
That's very exciting.
About bloody time.
Because that was one of the lamest tickets you could ever get was jaywalking.
I mean, you know, you got to run across the street.
Right. What are you going to do? As long as you do it safely, they're going to not give you a ticket anymore.
I like that.
So what is the lamest ticket you ever received? KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I'm actually a retired motor officer that was given the tickets.
Okay.
Fantastic.
What's the one you really didn't want to do because it was ridiculous?
Do tell.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I gave a lot of tickets, but I gave this one guy a ticket for running a red light.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they argue with me and this and that. So I gave him a ticket and I let him go on his way. But he was so pissed that he you know, hit the gas, took off and cut off a moving truck. And the moving truck had to slam its brakes on.
Ugh.
So I rode up, pulled him over again and gave him another ticket.
Sure.
Wow.
I mean, he got two tickets from me within 10 minutes.
He deserved it.
He did.
All right, but wait. Let's talk about the guy that didn't deserve it. You gave a ticket. You were embarrassed to write that ticket.
Yeah, you know in your heart you shouldn't have. No, there had to have been one time. Don't, you went home and said,
Don't you lie to us.
Mom, I messed up today.
I never did.
We're going to write you a ticket for lying.
Yeah, we're going to write you a ticket right now.
I wouldn't have pulled him over.
You're a lying liar.
You know why we're pulling you over?
You're getting this ticket because you're lying.
Nope, never.
Right on, man. Well, it's good for sticking to your guns.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
The lamest ticket I ever received was a rolling stop.
Yeah, that's all I ever do.
Right.
So it was 1976. I had just got out of the military. I was 19 years old. Had a gorgeous babe on the back of my Harley. I just bought it. And I came to a complete stop, still had my feet up on the pegs, and just took off. I never put my feet down, so I got a ticket for that.
Wow, that seems lame.
Did you tell him that you just got back to the stateside?
Yeah.
Did you say,
look at the chick on the back?
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't buy anything.
Didn't care.
Man,
huh?
Man, oh man.
But the chief of police of San Diego at that time was a friend of our families. You know, we ran around with their kids, and that I always gave my tickets to my mom, and they just kind of seemed to went away.
Oh, so nice.
You gotta get me one of them. How do you do that? Getting one of them relatives
yeah,
like
know.
That.
Yeah, I couldn't do it now.
Do you have their number? Oh, you couldn't do it now. Okay, yeah. Never mind.
Well, yeah. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
The lamest ticket I ever got, I was driving, riding my bike, and I had my headphones in. Cop pulled me over. He must have been bored because he gave me a ticket for it.
For having headphones on when you're riding a bicycle?
Yeah.
Lame. That is lame.
Lame.
Is that illegal?
I didn't even know that was illegal. What? Where is that in the books?
Yeah, I think because it distracts you. You can't hear.
Who cares?
Around you.
So what?
Well, I mean, I believe the police care, but
AC/DC doesn't care.
My ears, my choice.
You're so funny. Thank you
for
calling.
Beautiful, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
The lamest ticket you received. Right now we're talking about the lamest ticket you received. Where were you?
Back in the late 80s, early 90s, I had a 91 Toyota 4x4. I had no mud flaps on it, and a cop gave me a ticket for it.
Oh, man.
No mud flaps.
Did you actually splash him with the officer of peace with mud?
No, I did not.
He just saw that you didn't have them, yeah?
Yeah, because I didn't have them, I didn't think I needed them.
Did you go out and get naked lady ones at least?
I got something very close to it, yes. But and then the cop really didn't like me because when I went to the station to go get it signed off, it was the same cop that gave me the ticket that
hilarious.
I had it signed off.
Hilarious. That is such bad
hey,
luck.
Buddy.
So justice has been served.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. You know, this reminds me. I got pulled over in my teens for a bumper sticker on my car.
Really?
Yeah, that said, don't like my driving? Dial 1-800-EACH. And he asked me at the end of it, and he wrote the ticket out. He goes, so if I call that number, who will I be speaking with? And I'm like, really?
You'd be talking to That's who. KLOS, hello.
Hi, you still talking about the lame tickets?
Yep. What'd you get?
I got a ticket for warning criminals.
What?
Warning criminals?
So my buddies and I were in the Barranca of a park. We were about 16 to 19, a group of us. And we were smoking pot. And I left the Barranca to go get my drink from the bench up top, and a cop was there. So I yelled down, hey, guys, cops. And they all scattered, and I got a ticket.
Ha!
I didn't know you could get a ticket for warning people that there's a cop there.
I didn't
there.
Either.
Exactly. I mean, granted, I was one of the ones smoking pot, too. I didn't get that ticket because they didn't see me. But how can you get a ticket just for letting somebody know you were coming? I told the police, you know what? Even if they were doing nothing, I'd let them know that the cops just rolled
sure,
up in the middle of the park.
Yeah.
Just to make sure they didn't do anything wrong. Like smoke weed.
Right. Right. And they could never prove what was going on down there, but they assumed it was criminals, and I got that ticket.
Boo. Wow. That's the lamest ticket I've ever heard.
That's pretty damn
that's
lame.
That's it. Right there. You win.
Yeah. I agree.
It basically taught me to run.
Music a little bit to me.
Does it?
Yeah.
Everything seems Hawaiian.
I know, dude. I mean, the palm trees and all the drinks.
We play five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme.
Yes,
today's theme is
vacation. I don't want it to be over, man. So, what's your favorite vacation song? I'm going to keep pretending I'm out there on the beach, man.
818-955-KLOS or on Twitter at Kevin and Sluggo.
What do you got? No vacation better than summer vacation when you're a kid. None.
Correct.
I don't care where you go. I don't care the most beautiful place on earth. I don't care if you go to the moon in the future. Not as good as your summer vacation was.
Just give me five songs in a row with a theme at 5 o'clock, and the theme today is vacation. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how about California Girls all year long?
Ah, there you go.
That's
now,
a pretty good one.
We going to talk the original or David's cover?
Either one.
All right.
I'm able to smoke that.
Let's do half and half.
Oh, that's a good idea. I like that. Split it right down the middle.
Not positive what I'm supposed to do right here.
Well, this is Give Me Five, and it's holiday songs. Holidays in the sun there. San
Vacation,
Francisco.
Right?
Yeah. So I'm a little afraid of, you know, our friend Kirk, who texts us lots or tweets us lots of stuff.
Yeah.
I think he might be able to see into the future. Because last Friday, he actually asked for the perfect vacation song.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm like.
So he knew it was coming.
Yeah. In a week, be listening at 5.
He's
man.
A psychic.
Yeah, because we're going to do vacation songs when I get home. And I mean, come on.
A Of course.
From vacation. Of Holiday course. Road. Well done, Kirk.
Excuse me, while I, excuse me while I mess with my paper.
Whip this out.
I didn't realize we were on the air quite yet. We have your shot to win your share of 100. By the way, do you want to recap the five songs that we played or no?
No, I don't. I refuse. I absolutely refuse.
We have your shot to win your share of 100.
Because I'm excited about this.
$100,000 yeah. And a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We'll take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. The current jackpot is at
$2,600. And if you want to know a little more about it while you're calling, listen to this. Whoever had to write the lyrics for that, you know, when you put them, transcribe them, write that down. Yeah.
Love it.
Every single syllable, get it right.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Hockey is back.
Woo!
Because it is October.
Dude, you gotta go tomorrow,
so
man.
So excited. Tomorrow,
you have to go.
The LA Kings take on the Vegas Golden Knights, yep, as LA Kings hockey returns to Crypto.com Arena. It's so tomorrow night.
You're gonna be there.
I'm not positive. All fans in attendance will take home an exclusive LA Kings chrome pom-pom.
No, oh, I've got tons of those.
You can get your tickets today at lakings.com/tickets, or you can win them right now.
What?
I have a trivia question for
what?
You. If you're a longtime Kings fan, this will be a very simple question for you.
Oh, I like that. I like that. You're not going to give it right now, right?
If you're not, I am.
Oh, on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you could give them when they call.
Oh, no, I'll give the question now, and then we'll take the first person that gives us the answer.
Oh, but they can look it up. I think we should ask them on the phone.
Yeah, so we should
these
hold
days,
the question.
Yeah, you know how it is. So if you want to go
totally
and you think you
right.
know, yeah, be caller 13.
We should talk about this stuff off the air.
You mean plan ahead?
818-9-
How boring.
818-955-KLOS if you're caller 13. And you're an LA Kings fan, you can play for this prize.
Yeah.
Four tickets for opening night.
Sweet. And we'll just keep going until we get the right answer?
Correct.
All right, man.
Yowza. Yowza. It is 95.5 KLOS. Hello.
Who's this?
Elena.
You a big fan of the Kings, the LA Kings?
I am a fan of hockey.
All right.
I love to go.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Like the way that
was sounds
ordered.
Like a Ducks fan, and I can't. Yeah. We can't abide that.
But you are caller 13, so we'll so give you the question.
All right. So there are six LA Kings who have their number retired: Dave Taylor, Luke Robitaille, Rob Blake, Marcel Dion, Rogie Vachon, and Wayne Gretzky. The seventh is going to be retired February 11th of next year. Who is it?
I don't know.
Good, damn, good. Man. I didn't want you to win.
But thanks for trying. Hi.
Hi.
Hi there. Are you ready for the question?
Yeah.
The Kings have six players retired: Dave Taylor, Luke Robitaille, Rob Blake, Marcel Dion, Rogie Vachon, and Wayne Gretzky. The seventh is going to be retired in February of next year. Who is he?
Dustin Brown.
Dustin Brown is right. Your voice changed completely.
You hit puberty.
Wow, that was crazy how that happened. Who are both of you?
Joey and Alexis.
Well, you guys do good work together.
Alexis, you thank Joey because he just got you to an incredible, man. I mean, you're going to the opening
night.
I
know, but I'm the one that dialed. I get the radio contact.
Listen.
You fight.
You guys can fight over this on your own time. But congratulations, you did get four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow night.
Wow.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Congratulations. And if you want to get your tickets, you can get them today at lakings.com/tickets. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, sponsored by your Southern California Toyota dealers.
Yeah,
they make it easy.
Yep, they do.
Sluggo, who gets bored quicker than any human on this planet, spent a week staring at the beach in Hawaii and loved it.
I didn't move. I did nothing. And I am still really relaxed.
What have you done with the actual Sluggo?
He's in a trunk somewhere.
We told the story of a pig that got drank 18 cans of beer and then attacked a cow.
That doesn't happen anywhere on Earth, I don't think, except Australia.
Australia's
where
it happens.
That's where it does.
And Heidi and Frank have your next shot for your share of $100,000 tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
And it's $3,000 for the contest now, so good luck unto thee. I'm off to pet the kitty myself.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we would like you to win your share of $100,000.
100 grand, man.
It is the KLOS $100,000 name game.
You know, when I used to do Rocky Horror all the time, we made a big deal out of the people who had been there for the first time, the virgins. Mm-hmm. And right this moment, I'm a virgin at this game.
I haven't played it yet.
No, I haven't played it at all. I don't know. I know that it's worth $2,400 right now.
Yes.
And we're going to tell you who the last two guesses were.
What we're going to do when we get caller 13.
Talk to me, Freaky.
We will tell you the category.
Okay.
And if you've been listening, you know this. It helps to listen throughout the day because you don't know it.
Yeah.
But then we will tell you the question, and we'll tell you the last two guesses.
Okay. All right.
And it's up to $2,400. We can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
So be caller 13 818-955 KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, it's GA from Huntington Beach.
GA, you are caller 13.
Holy crap.
Well done. Sluggo, my friend, is gonna give you the category, and he's gonna give you the last two guesses. And if you get it right, you will win $2,400.
Wow.
So go ahead and pull up a chair. Sit down. Would you like a cocktail? We'll get the waitress to bring you a cocktail.
He sounds good.
All right. We are looking for the name of a former U.S. president. The last two guesses, and we're given two guesses now, just because we're wonderful humans, are Adams and Bush. So what is your guess?
Let's go off the grid and say Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter, the peanut man. He just turned, 95? Something like that?
Something like that, yeah. That is a great guess, but incorrect.
Yeah, sorry, man.
Oh, thanks.
But for everybody else, thank you for pushing the amount up to 2,600.
Woo, 26, baby! And no reason you can't call it back again next hour when we play. Oh, he hung up already.
Oh, he's
sick
gone.
Of our crap. How are we getting all this money? We're not relying.
We're lying that we have it.
$100,000? That can't be right.
What are we up to right now?
Right now it's worth $2,600 of that $100,000.
We have your shot to win $2,600 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas.
Sure, that one.
He tried to say. We'll take caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. That is 2955, and you'll get a chance to play the game. Caller 13, good luck. KLOS, who's this?
Hey, it's Phil from Camarillo. How are you guys?
Phil, we are great, and you're caller 13. Hello?
I think I have a guess for you guys.
All right, hold on. So here's the clue. A former U.S. president.
That's what we're looking for.
And we're going to tell you the last two people that guessed, all right? Here are the last two guesses.
Bush and Carter. Those are the last two guesses. Now, for $2,600, what former U.S. president do you think we're on about?
I think it's Polk.
Polk. I didn't even know there was a Polk. It's not on my sheet here.
It is not the correct answer. I don't know his first name either.
But thank you for the education.
I think his first name was Reginald. I'm pretty sure.
Reginald.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, man. Hey, all right, so next hour,
$2,800. Next time we play, it'll be $2,800.
And it ain't Polk.
Excuse me, Mark Ingram. Excuse me while I mess with my paper.
Whip this out.
I didn't realize we were on the air quite yet. We have your shot to win your share of 100. By the way, do you want to recap the five songs that we played or not?
No, I don't. I refuse. I absolutely refuse.
We have your shot to win your share of 100.
Because I'm excited about this.
$100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We'll take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. The current jackpot is at
$2,600. And if you want to know a little more about it while you're calling, listen to this. Hey, man, we got $100,000 we don't need. Let's get rid of it. What do you think?
Sure. KLOS, who's this?
This is Dan.
Dan, you're caller 13.
Awesome.
That means you get to play.
Right on.
Now, Dan, I have some news for you, and I don't know how you're going to feel about this, but on the air I said the contest right now is worth $2,600. That's a filthy lie. It's a filthy lie.
Oh, no.
Sluggo sits on a throne of lies.
Dan, it's actually worth $2,800.
Okay.
So he lied low.
Yeah.
What's the harm in that?
I wasn't going to pocket the 200, man. Don't worry about it.
Here's what we're looking for. We're looking for the name of a former U.S. president. The last two guesses were James K. Polk and Jimmy Carter.
Ooh, a couple Jims.
Both incorrect.
Yep.
So for $2,800, what's your guess?
Madison.
She's great on Sirius XM. I enjoy her a lot.
No, that's she not. She sings saying, a lot. President Madison.
Oh.
Yeah. Nope.
Nope.
Sorry. Incorrect. Oh, well. Okay. $3,000 the next time we play this game.
8 o'clock tomorrow morning, $3,000. Stupid Madison. You blew it. Monsieur David Lee Roth, born on this day in Rock in Bloomington, Indiana. In 1954. It was bound to happen, and it did on this day in Rock. In 1995, Peter Frampton Comes Alive 2, the sequel to his 1975 smash hit, the best-selling live album in history. It was early days for live streaming, but on this day in Rock in 2001, U2 webcast a concert, one of the shows from their Elevation tour in South Bend, Indiana.